Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is an amazing story about the Chois of Lublin, his son, Rabbi Yosef of Turchin, and a very special Yid named Yisachar Ber of Rodeshitz. Chois of Lublin was nostalgic. He passed away on Tisha B'Av in 1815. That's 206 years ago. And one of the things that was inherited by his son, Reb Yosef of Turchin, was a clock that hung on the wall in his father's room. One time, while he was on his way back to his hometown, a very bad storm broke out. Reb Yosef had to stop his journey and find a place to stay for 3 days in an inn that was owned by a simple Yid. After 3 days, the storm stopped. He got ready to leave. And he told his host, this Yid who owned the inn, he told him that he didn't have any money to pay for the 3 days in the inn. So instead, he would like to give him a very precious clock that had belonged to his father, the Tzaddik, the Chois of Lublin. A few years later, Rabbi Yisachar Ber of Rodeshitz stopped at this very same inn, and he couldn't sleep. That night, he couldn't sleep. Every time that the clock passed an hour, it made a little noise, and he would immediately wake up and burst into joyous singing and dancing. The next morning, he asked the innkeeper, "Where did this clock come from?" The innkeeper told him how he received it as a payment and that it really came from the Chois of Lublin, the Tzaddik. Yisachar Ber said, "Aha! I could somehow feel that this was the clock of the Chois of Lublin. Because when other clocks hit the hour and then make a little chime, they remind a person that he's 1 hour closer to the end of his life. But when the Chois of Lublin's clock chimes each hour, makes a little noise, a little ring at the end of each hour, it tells us that we are 1 hour closer to Mashiach." And this is really a lesson for us as well. Instead of looking at life as getting 1 hour closer to the end of our days, we should look at it as each day 1 hour closer, and each hour 1 hour closer to Mashiach coming. May it happen immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.